Blog Talk Radio.
New age is upon us, and yet the past refuses to rest in its shallow grave. For those who hide behind the false image of the Son of Man shall stand before God, 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 God. It has begun, the beginning of the end. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We all live.
Voice of racism,
ritual
gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people, trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings.
That was a little more technique for you.
Thought you heard The Last of Us with fucking the 2012 catastrophe back in fucking the days.
Yeah, well,
but we're back.
It's not happening.
Back on the air. We're here.
A lot of shit going on, folks. See, last time
we had a show past that, no?
Absolutely. A lot of shows after that. The problem was nobody gave a shit. So here we are. We're outside in the beautiful air of Long Island, New York. So you'll hear the
but
crickets.
But are you ready for the next catastrophe?
You'll hear the crickets. You'll hear weird animals because it's Long Island. There are weird shit. That's not native to the land, but we have those as well. Folks, what the fuck is going on? What is happening here? Here we are in 2015. Red, what the fuck is going on right now?
World is not getting any better at all. It's getting worse by the day.
You know,
we got nothing but worse since fucking 2012.
Let me ask you a question. As a man who was, you know, for those of you that are new to the scene here, Red is a vet, so to speak. He's not very happy about it, but he is. Nah, he should be proud. And he did what he did. And he actually joined the military before it was cool to join the military. You know, after 9/11, all of a sudden, everybody wants to be a patriot. Everybody in America.
Exactly. That's the one thing that fucking turned me around.
So let me ask you now. After all that was said and done, just to recap, because we've discussed this before, but just to recap, you actually enlisted. You were overseas somewhere, wherever, and fucking, this is when you heard 9/11 was happening, like then. Well, the rest of us were watching it on the television.
It was fucking nutty.
Now,
we never saw it. Those of us in the military, or fucking people that were in the military at the time, that were training or whatever the fuck we were doing, or off some other fucking ungodly fucking place. We never saw it. We never saw the shit that people saw on the fucking TV screens of the fucking destruction of the World Trade Centers within.
So you would basically get that information every so often. Like,
yeah,
you would get bits and pieces.
We know,
like,
yeah, we didn't get it as we didn't get it as mass media. We didn't get fucking, you know, we didn't have TVs at the time. We couldn't see the shit happening on TV like everybody else that was seeing it on TV. So it was like within not even 6 hours, you know, not even 8 hours, not even a fucking full work day. They told you that the fucking World Trade Center collapsed.
Both.
Yeah. First, they told you that they told you there was some little ass plane hit the fucking World Trade Center. It was an accident, and then they said it was a terrorist attack. And then next thing we know, not even before the fucking sun went down on the day, told us that the fucking World Trade Centers were fucking gone.
Yeah,
it's like really.
Pentagon gets hit. You know, there's a plane down in Pennsylvania. It's like all this crazy shit going on in one day. We all still, majority of people still kind of believe that that was all a reality. Like that, what took place and what you were told that took place is what happened. Well, folks, that's the birth of what's going on today, and that's what we're going to talk about. That's why we're back in business tonight. me and Red have been discussing what's been happening for the last couple of months, and we're fucking sick, just like I think actually a majority of people. And I want to start off saying, fuck Hillary Clinton, fuck Bushes, fuck Trump, fuck all of them. Even Rand Paul, I don't think, is going to be a realistic candidate, to be honest. He's
horrible, too.
So, really, honestly, this is going to be a charade of a fucking, you know, political...
just like any other fucking puppet. Election we've ever fucking
It's Sesame had. Street slash Fraggle Rock. And that's basically what it's going to be. Yeah. Sesame Street
versus Fraggle Rock.
Sesame Street versus Fraggle Rock. A bunch of puppets sitting on stage, dancing around, making us laugh and giggle. But nobody really truly hitting the heart of the issues that are that really matter. Now, I want to start off, me and Red kind of just got into the show. It's our first show back in literally almost a year here. I don't think we did anything in 2015. This was our first show of 2015.
We were on a hiatus there for a little bit.
So I just want to start saying, just right off the bat.
And a lot of shit has happened since then.
This whole shit with Obama signing that deal with Iran, what the fuck is that, man? Now, I'm not going to lie, folks. I haven't read too deeply into it, so I don't know the intents of, I don't know the true intentions behind it, so to speak, but I do know this. No president in history has sat down with a supposedly or allegedly terror-bearing nation and said, sure, you want nukes? Fine. We'll let you have nuclear capabilities. Now, based on that, I don't know if, we're going to let them create nukes and shit like that. But, this is my issue. Why are we allowing this?
Well, the thing is, right now, he has no choice but to compromise. Because Iran is... they're fucking in alliance with Russia. They're in alliance with all these other non-aligned nations, with Venezuela. They're in alliance with, like I said, Russia, Venezuela. They're in alliance with China. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're used to bullying everybody else around. We're used to saying, oh, well, if you don't want to fucking do what we're going to do, if you don't want to go along with our, way that the New World Order, that we think that the New World Order is going to go, then you know what? We're just going to fucking come in and kill you and blow you up and fucking just be done with it. Because, we have the fucking greatest fucking military power that's ever been.
And it's... It's really not.
And right now he has no choice because he knows that the American public is not going to stand behind that. Since George Bush, since 2000, like I said, since when I was in the military, since 2001, we've already been through three wars in not even 10 years and not even 12 years or whatever it is. So the American public is really getting fucking very suspicious about what the fuck is really going on here.
I think that is what's happening.
So he has no choice. He has no choice. He doesn't have the fucking clout anymore to say that, if you don't stand with us, we're just going to go in there and invade you and kill you because...
So he basically stands in a position of weakness. Exactly. And this is what I hear from other candidates, especially the Rand Pauls and stuff. They state that he's coming to terms with other nations and in confronting other nations in a point of weakness. So basically, the guy has no real ladder to climb. He's really just going down the ladder, and the fucking Iranians are just following him down there, going, "Yeah, well, this is what we want. Go ahead, down there, down there. That's what we want." And I can see what your point is. See, I happen to look at it like I don't understand why in 2015, I'm saying that a lot because here we are, it's the new year. It's half the year is gone, a little more half the year is gone. But here we are a little over a half of year. Each time January happens, what does everybody say? It's a new year, new things. This is going to be new. I'm going to start doing this. And we're not even the same as last year. We're worse than last year in this country. you know, the racial shit, which I'll get into later on, but the racial shit is definitely out of control. And let me tell you something,
along,
folks.
Along with the police in this country.
That's what I'm saying. It's just getting way it's getting way out of hand. And I'm gonna be honest, man. I really believe that a lot of this shit has to do with the fact that it's egged on somewhere, man. These police officers are being taught that people are fucked up, and people are being taught that police officers are fucked up. Whites are being taught blacks are fucked up. Blacks are being taught whites are fucked up.
It's just becoming
this whole mesh of everybody.
It's all propaganda on all these.
Everybody belongs to their own individual, whatever they can recognize themselves as. When you know, there's still so classism and racism and whatever ism, you know, any kind of ism out there, feminism, you know, whatever. It's all bullshit, though. It really is. And I think what's happening is, you know, everybody's allowed their individuality, and everybody's allowed to be unique and also share it, common interests with other people. But I think what's happening is they're making it as if white people get a certainty, black people don't. Black people get a certainty, white people don't. And it's looking like, you know, white people feel like, well, these motherfuckers get this. Black people think, well, these motherfuckers get that. And it's really turning into something insane. And I've never seen it like this in my life.
It's really,
in my life. I'm sure back in the day, it's really being propagated.
It's really being egged on by fucking people on both sides.
This time around, I mean, you look at the 90s, dude. And yeah, you had your racial shit. You did. And it wasn't blown in your face the way it is now. And I'm not saying it didn't happen. But what's happening now is people that face that kind of shit because they identify themselves with something that looks just like them involved in this. I mean, black or white in any kind of situation is now getting upset to the degree where they now feel I am now part of what I look like. And the people that don't look like
there's no doubt that police are fucking out of control in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, we can both agree upon that.
Mm-hmm.
The shit is out of control. People,
dude, you guys,
people,
if you
on,
guys don't, if
people
you,
on both sides.
You
white,
guys can listen to our archives. Listen to
talking about martial law and police militarization for a long time.
Okay,
I mean, people on both sides: white, Hispanic, Latino, whoever the fuck you might be, a Martian with purple fucking skin. People are getting fucked up.
Purple skin, covering your nipples.
Probably tail.
Maroon,
yeah, there you go.
Purple tits with maroon nipples. Okay, I'm sorry.
But either way, the fucking people on both sides are getting fucking killed, are getting fucking mm-hmm. beat up and fucking
and
thrown
solved.
Up and thrown
solved.
In jail by corrupt police all over this country. And fucking police all over this country are it's not that they're police anymore. It's like they're enforcers of the law. It used to be that police were peace officers. People, police were kept there to keep the peace between citizens. But now they're law enforcers.
Mm-hmm.
And the laws that are being put in place are saying that you're a criminal if you don't go along with the fucking system.
You don't go along with the whole fucking program. Exactly.
That's basically what it is. That's what it comes down to.
I it's fucked up, man.
You know, if you look up the free citizen movement, if you look up sovereign citizens, look up Jordan Maxwell and all this shit, and you know, look up, you know, your birth certificate on the stock market, look up the fact that, you know, pretty much we're all commodities in one system, and, you know, you'll see the reason why, you know, there's police militarization. You'll see the reason why there's police are trying to crack down.
They're talking intelligently, man. Like, their pieces are falling together so perfectly. They knew black people were treated like shit for the longest time in this nation. I mean, let's be realistic. That is the truth.
And honestly, like I was saying, more often than not, it's black people. It's people that are underclass, people that are, you know, middle to lower class, people that are not white, people that are Hispanic or Latino or black, are getting more harassed than anybody else. But either way, it doesn't matter because the people on the same side, the people that are fucking white or whatever, they're getting fucked up too. They're getting fucking harassed.
Everybody's getting a dish. It might be separate dishes, but everybody's getting a dish. It's coming right for you. And unfortunately, you know, people are fucking, they're identifying each other for the same color or the same, you know, classism. But people don't realize, like, even that dude down, you know, five blocks who lives in a nice house is going through bullshit. Like, everybody's in this.
And that's all part of the game is to fucking, is to get you feel
divide
like.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, to make one certain class to feel like they're a victim and everybody else is exempt from the law or exempt from fucking, you know, exempt from the powers of the government or powers of the police and all this shit.
And what, you know, what interests me is this. Now, this is what
sickens me.
This is what sickens me. And I think this is a very, very credible issue as well. Everybody in this country comes from somewhere, you know, someplace along the lines that is different from each other. So when you go to school and you learn about Christopher Columbus and you learn about whatever, World War One and Two and, you know, whatever, and Revolution, these are all things that white people really had a lot to do with, especially Christopher Columbus. I mean, that was the biggest bullshit story we ever told in our lives. But point I'm trying to make is it really is a truth that white people and black people need, at least to a degree, a separation of school. Not, I know that sounds fucked up, but black people do need to learn who the fuck they really are in this world.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right, man.
You know, because if they think about it, if I was in a school and I learned about fucking whatever, African kings and shit like that, I'd be like, wait, none of these assholes look like me. None of these motherfuckers look like me. But if I go to one of class and I see George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and fucking John F. Kennedy's and Nixon's and whoever's, it looks like me. Now I feel like I'm a part of something. So what do you expect black people to do in this nation when they look at these motherfuckers and go, I don't resemble any of these people. I don't want nothing to do with that. I don't want nothing to do with it. And I don't blame it. So what I'm saying is everybody should share classes, but just like some people don't go to art class or whatever. What's a couple of classes that people pick in high school that they can go to? They don't, you know, there's certain classes. I forget what it is. But whatever classes you can pick, you know, you can choose to do this class instead of that class and still gain credits enough to graduate, right? Yeah. Well, then that's what they should do is, like, Spanish people should be put in a classroom for one period to learn that. Black people should be put in a classroom for one period to learn this. And white people should be put in classroom. And without political correctness bullshit, yeah, that might seem like
exactly
that might seem and separatist.
And that's what it is.
But look, they learned it for a period, their shit. Not against people's shit, just to learn your own shit. And then everybody goes back to math.
And that's
math,
what it is.
Math is everybody.
Exactly.
Math is anybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Science could be anybody.
And that's what,
but,
you know.
But history is a specific individuality. It's a specific,
you're right, man,
racial.
You're right.
Structure. It's a different
right.
thing, man.
There's different histories for different people, and different shit is going
so
on.
So I think that's the way you would be able to fix.
And like you were saying, political correctness type shit tries to ignore all that, tries to ignore all the differences, and tries to say, okay, well, we're all one, we're all together, and we need to move on past that, and we all need to create a new world order. That's basically what fucking political correctness says.
Absolutely. And what's happening now, dude?
It says we need to create a new world order, a new world government.
Because we don't know how to create a better system as people. So we, the people, have, like, basically, this is the eyes of the elite. We have fallen. We don't know how to, you know, we don't know how to work with one another. We don't know how to hang out with one another. We don't know how to love and treat one another respectfully. So now the government has to supposedly take over. But this was their plan a long time ago. They
exactly.
needed to do this. They needed this division.
That's a part of the division.
I mean,
you need to divide people by history. You need to divide people by religion, by culture, by fucking, by race. You really need to keep people separated and divided. You need to conquer, and you need to divide and conquer. And that's
so based on this, Red, let's look at it like this too, dude. What about how when you look at everything right now? And you see, you know, this whole racial fucking tension that's building in this country. I mean, you've seen this a long time ago. And I don't mean to toot our own horn here, but we definitely saw this kind of shit happening. And now, here we are. We have a country that's getting divided as the days progress because more and more stories of these poor kids and these poor women and these poor whoever's getting beaten the fucking shit out of or shot or whatever. And I love it. because, and I'm going to cut myself off for a minute here because I love it. There, right here on Long Island, there's a video circulating about this family over in Cinema Riches who look like they don't even belong here in this fucking island because they look like they belong in like fucking
in a trail,
Arkansas.
A trailer park. In
seriously.
Trailer park.
In Sunnyvale's trailer park. So my point is, like, here these guys are. When you watch the tape, you clearly, I mean, I know people want to see cops as bad because of the shit that's going on, but these cops didn't do anything bad. The mother ran at her. Hey, look, bitch, if you run at me, I'm going to clock the fuck out of you. I'm going to knock you on your ass. Fuck you. But neither one of those people had a gun. The kid charged the cop through his cell phone. You hear it getting thrown, and then the cop charges him as they're charging each other, and none of them got shot with a gun. None of them got beat with a baton. There was no even pepper spray involved in all this shit. So my point is, here's a girl that got hung, and supposedly hung herself, but here's a girl that lost her life in prison. Here's a boy that lost his life in the custody of these police officers. He wasn't even fighting or had people helping him fight at the time. But he lost his life. And let me tell you something, dude. What kills me about this whole situation is this whole video that I'm watching now from Long Island makes me sick to my stomach, man. Sick. Because there is nothing wrong in that video. You got fucked up because you deserve to get fucked up. All right? The cops are there to do a job. Okay? Something would happen. You're obviously fucked up. I don't know if you listen to these idiots, but they're like, I love my mommy. So, you know, obviously these people are fucked up. And they deserve to get what they got. And they didn't get anything. They got cuffed. One cop blew a fucking a tranquilizer gun out. You know, one of the tranquilizer rounds.
Taser.
Didn't it? Taser. There you go. They should have tranquilized these beasts. But they went for the fucking taser first. And let me tell you something.
Well, in that,
it didn't even hit them.
In that video, the one...
You can clearly see the woman was bullshit.
Well, the woman, she fucking pretended like she was...
Yes!
You know, she pretended
she
like...
absolutely pretended.
She pretended like she
if
was...
If anything, Oscar.
She pretended like she was in distress. Like, she was in... Like she
was like, oh, my yeah. God, my life.
But then after the fact, like 5 minutes later, she came and ran at the cop, and the cop...
Man, the fuck out!
I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the cop fucking clotheslined.
Yeah, but in the heat of the moment, bro, come on, man. Dude. In the heat of the moment,
you're right, though.
Come on.
But then again, I mean, on the other side of that, there's a lot of fucked up shit that goes on with police now.
Absolutely,
there's a lot of fucked up shit that goes on with.
I'm
going
to be the first one to say that police officers are held up to a higher standard because they're trained a certain way.
That's where this Ferguson riots came from, and
good.
I mean, yeah,
I'm glad that that's
I mean, yeah,
I'm not glad that the poor neighborhoods got fucked up the way they did. But I'm glad people got pissed off.
At first, at the fact that fucking, you know what, people got pissed off about fucking, you know. Police brutality. I mean, I don't know all the fucking specifics. From what I know from the specifics of Ferguson, of this guy Michael Brown, or what the fuck was his name? That was his name, Michael Brown, Michael White, whatever the fucking name was. Apparently, he fucking charged a cop, and then fucking everybody else bugged out about it. I don't know. I never saw
it. It's a little weird when they say that he came to the cop car and grabbed this guy's gun. That's fucking weird.
I never saw it on video, so I can't say for a fact that fucking...
Dude, even on video, you're not going to convince me.
I can't say for a fact who was right.
There isn't a soul out there, Red, that can convince me that. I don't care how big the kid was. I don't even care if this kid was a gangbanger.
I can't,
dude,
yeah.
You're not running to a cop car, ever. Especially if you're black. Dude, how many black people run towards a cop car?
Nobody has ever seen that. I can't say who
what is the video footage of
that? Well, actually, there was a video footage of some kid in North Carolina.
Hey, he must have been fucked up.
No. Well, it was recent. He was like a North Carolina state football player or some shit. And he was involved in something. And the cops came. And he was involved. And he kind of ran towards the cop car. And then they shot him and killed him. That's fucked up.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say that's fucked up.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
That's fucked up.
When a bunch of fucking white people are going, they're 99%, and they get hit with pepper spray and fucking bean bags and rubber bullets, the world goes crazy. I mean, look, it's got to be simply put
like
this.
It's kind of a case by case basis, but at the same time, law enforcement in this country, you know, we've put it out here, we put it out in certain news stories and all this shit. Law enforcement is being trained to not treat the citizens as citizens. They're being trained to treat them as, you know, potential threats and domestic terrorists and all this shit.
Right.
So, I mean, on a case-by-case basis, racially motivated, this or that, I don't know. I can't say. But either way.
It's funny. I wanted to get to this whole shit a little later. We basically got into it a little bit.
But either way, so cops are being trained in this country, you know, from higher up to fucking, you know, to fuck up the American populace. And to
you've seen those videos for you firsthand. You've seen them.
Yeah. And explain. You know, most recently, there was this case of this one chick. What was her name? Sandra Bland or whatever. Yeah. Whatever her name was.
Yeah.
And apparently she died.
Hung herself.
Yeah, she's
almost a 6-foot woman.
Hung herself in police custody. I mean, come on now, really?
Let me tell you something. How tall is the ceiling from the floor in a prison cell? Like a normal one. I don't know in Texas how fucking gymnasium like fucking ceilings.
Probably not but anything better than
here we are. We're talking about a woman who's nearly 6 feet tall, if not 6 feet tall, and she took a garbage bag. Now, 6 feet tall, she's not the lightest chick. You know what I mean? She's definitely got a little weight to her at 6 feet tall. She's got to be at least the bare minimum 160 to about 180 at least, right? And she hung herself for a fucking garbage bag. What? But how do you fucking all that? You know, how do you? Whatever. I don't know, dude. Like this is what's happening. Okay, so that's what we're being. But this is gonna happen, dude. We're gonna get pissed off. People are gonna get upset. But then it's over. Because what happened to the kid in Ferguson? What happened to the kid in Black? What happened to the kid? What happened to the kid with Trayvon Martin? All this shit gets talked about for like 3.5 weeks, and then people forget about it. New situation happens, and that's the shit. You know, this Trump thing is going to be the new one. Everybody's, you know, Trump said this, Trump said that. And it's like, dude, he's a fucking idiot like the rest of them, dude. That's it. You know who I would vote for? I swear to God, the bum down my road. That's who I vote for, president. Why can't I? Because he's not a candidate. Well, first of all, it's a free country. I can vote for whoever the fuck I want for president. How's that sound? Because just the fact that they tell you, just the fact alone that they tell you, you can't vote for him. He's not one of the candidates. Well, whoa, I can't vote for somebody because he wasn't handpicked by you?
Well, that's it.
Really? Right or wrong? He's not a candidate.
That shows that we're in a selective.
Fuck that.
That shows that we're in a selective democracy. You know?
Exit 61 bum for president. That's one vote. Exit 61 bum.
Since the fucking.
And you want to talk about somebody that gets shit done, can't get more hungry than a bum. That man is thirsty, hungry, ready. Put that man pile, see the shit that gets done this month.
Exactly.
Doesn't take nothing for granted because he's ready. Wait until that. You give that man a piece of the world and watch that whole world turn different. A lot of people think bums are assholes.
But this is the thing we've been told since.
Dude in the suit and tie, that's the asshole.
This is the thing we've been told since after World War II or after, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s and all this, that we're a democracy, you know. We're democratic and you know.
Democracy.
Democracy. Mm-hmm. Which means rule by the people. Well, actually, I'm not rule by the people, rule by majority. That's what really, mm-hmm. That's what it really means from back in the Greek days. It means rule by majority. So, you know, if there's a majority of dumb fucks who are fluoridated, right. Who have vaccines right. Fucking brain dead and they're fucking.
I pledge allegiance to the republic for which it stands. Not the fucking democracy of which it stands. Yeah. To the republic for which it stands.
We've been
which has fallen. Yeah. And now you wonder why we're in the shit we're in. Listen, I'm not saying Republicans and Democrats. I'm talking about the branch of government, democracy versus Republican or Republic. I'm sorry, Republic. Two different fucking things. Do your homework on that.
Absolutely.
Two fucking different things. Because the minority in a nation is always represented and always still have their right in a republic. In a democracy, minority don't have shit because it's majority that runs. So the majority exactly. That runs the show.
That's what democracy means.
Demolish.
Demolish. That's basically it. So in a democracy, the majority runs, you know.
And I'm not Republican. I'm not Democratic. Actually, I think I'm labeled Democrat because remember that one year we fucking were scared because of the fucking.
Because of the fucking.
Our signatures were there and shit. We're scared. We're fucked. Me and this guy fucked up. We're fucked up, man. We're scared.
National registration. Well,
I mean by scared, not like afraid, but like we're weary. We're very like skittish about a lot of the shit that happens. So we're like, yo, dude, did you see, you know, go to the public library, your fucking name is right there.
The last time I actually voted was back in 2004. No, I didn't even vote in 2008.
I didn't.
Back in 2004.
I voted for Obama like an idiot.
Back in 2004 when it was Bush versus Kerry.
Oh, that skull and bone.
Yeah, the skull and bones race.
Atrocity.
The skull and bones race.
You're in skull and bones, John Kerry. I'll answer that in a second. You know how he answered it? Oh, go get that guy. And the guy gets electrocuted.
Go taste
Ash is getting tased. Help! Help! It hurts really, really bad. Please. Please, anybody, help me. Everybody's just standing there. Man, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to help you. Just going to watch you, because that's what we do here in this country. We just watch fucked up shit. We don't do anything about anything.
And the same thing with George Bush. Same member of the same fraternity, member of the same order that belongs to the New World Order, that belongs to all these
guys. I wish there was a handshake, so I could show you. You know there was a handshake, you dumb
member guy. Of the same fraternity, Skull and Bones, which is part of the new, part of the Eastern establishment, which is part of the, you know, part of this whole New World Order fucking system. And at the fucking presidential elections, I didn't know anything about that. So I was like, oh shit, you know what? Bush, fuck Bush. Bush is fucked up. Bush is a fucking asshole. I'm gonna vote for fucking Kerry. Not knowing that fucking Kerry was part of the same fucking goddamn establishment that this guy was part of. They're like this. They're like hand
you
in glove.
For Kerry? You need to get out of here.
They're like, well, you fucking voted for Obama.
So. Yeah, but at least he made me believe there was hope and change.
Yeah, well, now
I got hit with a hope and change. You got hit with a name.
Now you see how that turned out.
So, folks, there you go. He voted for Kerry. I voted for Obama. And you know, basically,
which
that's
only I found out that fucking years later that they're like hand in glove in the same fraternity, which is part of the same establishment, which is part of the
Illuminati.
Part of the Illuminati.
Masonic fucking
part of the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. All these establishment, elite establishments that have been running the United States government for over fucking 60 years, since the beginning of the 20th century.
Folks, this whole thing wasn't 60, 70, 150, 200, 300, 3,000. This has been the day of dawn when human beings existed. There's been a, you know, Masonic order, so to speak. There has been a dark shadow to it all, you know. This whole shit is not new. Everybody that thinks it might be new because you live here now and you're alive now, you're an idiot. This is old, and it'll always be old. This whole structure, this whole, you know, dividing people, having people hate one another, having people see one another as different and not equal. You know, well, there's differences, and that's good. It should be different. I don't want you to be the same as me. It's fucked up. So we'll be fucked up. Everybody was like me. But there's equalness to the difference that they won't let you or allow you to see and figure out, because they'd rather you focus on the very trivial and the very non-essential realities that put us against one another. And now what happens with that is each and every one of us start to go that route, right? And nothing gets done, ever, okay? The Panther movement didn't do shit. The KKK movement, assholes, didn't do shit. None of these things do shit. None of them. It's when people actually come together as a unity. They put a bullet in your head, Martin Luther King, JFK, Robert, you know, you name their names, Gandhi, you name it. They'll put a bullet in your fucking head. But the thing is this, okay? You know, they don't want you to know that you are as equal as the next man or next woman sitting next to you. Because once you realize, holy shit, this isn't a black and white thing. This is a us thing. Then that's when the establishment, so to speak, you know, gets fucking scared and it's put in their place.
Exactly.
Because nobody wants to see. It's not that people don't want to see that. It's just you're not being allowed to see that. So what you need to do, I think, as a nation, all of us, is to open our fucking minds, okay, a third eye, so to speak. Open up a third eye, which is your brain, and fucking really see what's happening here. It's a manipulation, and it's been done in the Roman times, the Greek times, exactly, the Sumerian times,
When you realize it's a us.
It's been done forever.
Exactly. When you realize it's the us versus them situation, that's when you really fucking open up your mind and you realize that the fucking power of the people, democracy, as the fucking rulers like to call it, is really our true power. And when we can expose these people, when we can fucking show all intertwined and they're all trying to rule over us, that's when we fucking come together and we can, you know, we can actually form our own associations and against these people.
But unfortunately,
in fact, Washington in 1776.
I got a thing on Washington. I think he's a
That's the thing, you know. I mean, founding fathers, you know, I'm not going to say that they were fucking holy and perfect, but he even put out
there's some black people out there with Thomas Jefferson. You know what I mean? Like,
even he put out a
Jefferson.
Even he put out a letter saying, well, George Washington would have put out a letter in 1776 saying that, you know what, once of the Illuminati might try to take over our new government.
Yeah, of course.
And that was 1776.
Of course.
And most people right now, they trace the, you know, the history of the Illuminati back to 1775, back to Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati. So if, you know, if this was something that George Washington knew about, this wasn't something that was brand new. He found out about. No. This was something that was old.
This has been the fear of freedom forever.
This was something that was way old that this guy knew about.
This is the evil that's been around forever, and people have been fighting against this forever. And in the United States or U.S. or America, whatever you want to call it, because there's definitely differences between it all. I don't want to get into it, but it is. But we as people in this nation, so to speak, we don't have the freedom I believe we do. And I know I get naysayers all the time. Well, if you don't think so, then go to Iraq. All right, fair enough. I'll go to Iraq. And they'll have tougher laws. Like if you steal something, they'll cut your fucking hand off. But I guarantee anybody that saw your hand get cut off ain't stealing shit, okay? However, they don't have a seatbelt law. You can ride around butt-ass naked in your car in Iraq. Give a fuck. Hey, crash your shit and fly through the window. We give a fuck. But in America, we're a business. And as a business, you are owned. And just like anything else, you have to be secured. Because if you look at it like stocks have to be secured. If I sell stocks, I have to make sure that the stocks that I sell are secure. Okay? That is an investment.
That's viable.
That is an investment. Yourself, you don't have to believe me.
You're security.
You're human resource on the stock exchange. So what happens? You have to get vehicle insurance, or else you're not allowed to die. I mean, you're not allowed to die. You're allowed to die, but you're not allowed to drive. And not only that, but you have to have a license. Okay, so you're permitted to drive. Okay, These are all understandings. When you really realize it, break it all down, it's all there.
Well, now,
make
even
sure
now,
that
today,
somebody is controlling it. It's just like school with curriculum.
Even now today,
it's all there, built and brought to you by
beyond just
the same people that are
beyond just the license. Beyond just the license. Now today, if you were to get a basic license, it's gonna be license.
I gotta get one this November. No.
It's all part of it actually all fell under the Real ID Act of I think it was 1997 or something like that. So now part of the Real ID Act. So now you can't just get just a now you need to get a fucking microchip control mark of the beast type shit
ID
implanted into your ID. And you can't go anywhere. And now, you know, we talk about we're the land of the free, home of the brave, all this shit. You can't go anywhere within this country or without of this country. You can't go to Canada and Mexico, anywhere else, or fucking without. You can't get on a plane. You can't go anywhere. I mean, you could have your license.
Yeah, but you know
but
what?
That's not good enough.
This country
now
was
you
built
need a
on without. You're not supposed to have an ID.
That's it. That was the whole
you're
idea.
You're allowed to be who the fuck you want to be, no matter what. But that right there shows you the fact that you need IDs and identifications. And because if you don't get a license
and
you don't have
and
a license to
all,
drive, you New York State or,
exactly.
or Florida State ID.
But,
so
now,
always,
but now, after 2001, after 9/11, National Homeland Security, and that's what the Nazis called it, too. That's what
yep.
the Nazis called all their documents, all this. They called it Homeland Security, the Fatherland, Fatherland Security.
Folks, look up Crystal Knight. Look that up and see what happened. And trust me, it's happening here without the physicalness. It's happening on an economical level. Our companies are being shot down. You know, you look around your houses, there's fucking abandoned houses everywhere. People. It's Detroit, Chicago. You look in those places, fucking blocks of it. But, you know, it's starting to happen where you live. And the more that happens, the more you see that, the more you got to realize that that is literally why we're getting into the place to be coming, you know, that we're being brought in. I mean, because now we're seeing, okay, this house got foreclosed down, boom, the bank's on it, whatever. You know, somebody just couldn't. Update, they ran out of money. But that's happening at an alarming rate, though. It's not just the unfortunate few that couldn't hold it down. It's becoming all of us, the unfortunate many, that are just unable to do this anymore. You know, more people now are on government aid than any other reason. There's just no reason for that, though.
Exactly.
There should not be any reason.
We're all part of corporate welfare. We're all part of socialism.
Yeah.
You know?
But we're going to go to our first break. And when we get back, we're going to get into some shit. I know, for you that already know this show, you already know Red is a nutcase. But we're going to get into some serious, out of the world, but mattering shit. It's things that matter, but are out of this motherfucking world. So don't be a pussyfoot and stay tuned. I'm going to put a song on. I'm choosing a song specifically because one of my favorite rappers had passed away. It's, you know, it seems pretty fucked up that I even care, right, because I'm one of these conspiracy theorists. But Sean Price passed away on the 8th of this month. You know, obviously they say that his cause of death is unknown. But I used to love listening to this guy. He's a very ignorant man, but I love it. It's funny. It's hilarious. I just want to play this song in dedication to Sean Price. Rest in paradise, my friend.
Rest in power.
And I will I'll see you when I get there. We'll be back. Critical Combo. Chris Knowledge and
Red Rat.
Welcome. The name of this album is Monkey Bars, and I'm your host, Sean P. Sean P. Yeah. What you about to witness here, my brother, is despair. It's ignorance at its finest. Repeat my words. I'm better with mine. Sean Price, remember this time. I'm all at George Tap Park, Gregory Hines, strapped for the wall. I got a package of raw in the ass crack of this hall with a passenger door. Y'all niggas is whacking, should be slapping the floor. Shit like that be attracting the law. Can't get knocked, better yet can't get shot. Bust a shot at the bad boy, can't be stopped. Listen to my old shit, they be like, damn, they hot. What happened to them niggas, man, they flop. Word, drinking and smoking, vice versa, smoking and drinking. I'm hoping these Lincolns add up, I ain't supposed to be stinking. Y'all niggas is far-sighted, didn't notice the kingpin. Up close in your face, bust toast in your face. Peep my words, words, heavenly words, words. Thank you niggas locked up in 73rd. Peep my words, words. Heavenly words, words, thank you niggas locked up, locked up, locked up. I'm bustin' the crons. Call me Ruckus Bichon's, the name that I choose to be called when I'm in front of my moms. Get it the fuck from in front of me, pa. The number one stunner gunning for y'all. Listen, I got little guns that are straight pounce your melon. Got big guns about the size of Mount St. Helens. Soon as I punch a nigga, he like, ouch, I'm tellin'. Gotta bounce down south with Welling. What up, cuz? I'm Sean Price, watch me lead the shit. Boot camp, no fatigues and kicks, nigga. Y'all niggas is fake, straight perpetrating the fraud. Give me the cake for my insert, the eight in your broad. Scared to death, niggas going face to face with the Lord. Dumb out, bang your motherfucking face on the board. Fuck around and catch wreck in the spot. Scared to go pop, heckling cotch. Reckon you're not fleffing the cops. Peep my words, words. Heavenly words, words. Dang your niggas locked up in 73rd. Peep my words, words. Heavenly words, words. Dang your niggas locked up, locked up, locked up.
Yeah. All right, so since you were saying you never saw an Asian person get arrested for fucked up shit, right?
Well, no, I seen one for the shooting.
Yeah, yeah. But like I was saying, you know, Asian people, you know, in a group never really got arrested except for the fact that after World War II, you know, we were at war with Japan, and then they just like rounded up people and they threw them in concentration camps even though they did nothing wrong.
Right.
Well, now, you know who General Wesley Carl Clark is?
No.
You remember him?
I do not.
He's the same general who came out and he said that the Pentagon had a plan to attack the Pentagon had a plan to attack seven countries in the Middle East in 10 years.
The fuck out of here.
You remember this?
A little bit.
Do you remember this? Came out and he said after the fact that 9/11 happened, he came out and he said, look, somebody from a Department of Defense office came to me and said, look, we're gonna go to a war with Iraq. And he said, why are we going to go to war with Iraq? He's like, because the president and because the administration thinks we need to. And he was like, okay, where's the evidence, right? He came out and he said, where's all the evidence? And that's when they came out with all this shit about Saddam having WMDs and fucking all the evidence and all this shit. And obviously, you know, there was no evidence behind it. You know, it came out after the fact that we invaded Iraq, the war with Iraq, again for a second time, and we invaded them. And then after the fact, what happened after that? We turned Libya, right? All of a sudden, Libya went down.
That was because Gaddafi was going for the gold standard. Well, he was getting away. He was getting away from the petrol dollar.
That was part of it. That was part of it. And then Yemen, and then what else? A couple other Middle Eastern countries, Afghanistan. You know, we went to Afghanistan, we went to Iraq, Libya, we went after, you know, going after Egypt. Egypt, you know, down on itself.
Well, we helped out economically.
You know what they said, from what they said, you know.
Some wars aren't fought physically. Some wars are fought economically. Even Puerto Rico right now.
Exactly.
Greece is falling.
But like he was saying, you know, he came out and he said, all these countries in the Middle East, they're all going to fall. They're all going to, you know, they're all going to fucking, there's going to be revolutions, or there's going to be a military invasion of either one of these countries within 10 years. And that was from 2000. That was from the year 2000. So from 2000 to 2015, we saw exactly that happen, right?
Yeah.
So now, after all that, after now we have these domestic terrorist operations, right? We had all these people get shot in Mississippi and fucking all these new movie theater shootings and all this shit. So now this guy came out, the same general who said all these fucking Middle Eastern countries are going to fall in a couple of years. He came out and said that all these lone wolf terrorist shootings should be all these people who don't support the United States, they should be rounded up and locked up in internment camps as prisoners of war. He put it out in an MSNBC interview, and it general advocated a pro-America, pro-nationalist, Kafka-esque neighborhood watch program to root out America's problems, radical, and urge them to return to the happy fog of unquestioned patriotism. So he came out with this idea that all these people who don't support America, all these people who are planning to attack the United States government, should round up and put in a FEMA camp, basically. That's basically what it said. And then he confirmed that FEMA camps already exist in America. General Clark confirmed the existence of FEMA-style concentration camps to hold Americans for life sentences without a trial via his newest tweet of July 20th, 2015, 7:46. He said, never said mum internment camps or called for new internment camps.
Right. You know, so, it's funny, you know.
Pretty much he
at my office today, I saw a woman, she's like 55 years old. She brought this whole shit up. And she was talking to another old woman. She said, oh, talk to Chris, he knows a lot about that. So, you know, I talking about it. And I was like, fuck. She was like, no way. I said, swear to God. I said, look, remember how it happened with the Japanese in World War II? She climbed them up and said, what do you think, you know? It's the same shit. It's just now. That was a test.
That's it.
Look, think about it right now. You know, bringing it back to what I said earlier. What have they done? Like, as Asian Americans, you've seen Asian Americans, like you see Black Americans do that, White Americans do that, fucking Americans always in the news. They fuck up, do stupid shit. Right? There's a white up a school, there's a black guy fucking picking out a girl, there's a Spanish guy fucking talking. Whatever, there's something weird happening to all of us. But the Asians, you don't hear a fucking thing about. Nothing. Really. You rarely, like, a normal day in life. Oh, an Asian robbed the house. You never hear that. You don't hear that. Well, this, you know, it's always white man black you never know Asian guy, watch out, there's an Asian guy in the loop and kill people. You never hear that shit, dude. You go to any other restaurant, I don't care if it's white owned, black owned, or Spanish, you have to have at least a different race. Chinese restaurant, black, Spanish, I have never seen nobody else working at Chinese restaurant. It's all that's it. And I know that sounds racist, but it is. That's racist. Nobody went to the South Asian people know when you go North Chinese food. But I, you know, an egg. It's like, yo, can I get an egg? But I eat Arby's. I wish I saw
something. You know, whoever's in that. Don't see you for time.
Scream hard.
Okay,
well. Like, I think I. motherfucker. But that's something, man. It's, you know, but any other place, you'd be like, okay, I get a, you know, taco burrito. Like, yeah. Kind of shit. I don't know. They do Spanish people. And if you go like, you go to a soul food place or just a place, they don't, you know what I mean? Never hear shit. This is the basis of what I'm saying. All jokes aside, reality. You don't hear anything about Asian people. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in people don't talk. I'm interested in Asian. I ain't talking about the poor ones. Because that's good too. But
well,
so
well, despite that, the U.S. government has come out and they've fucking, this is their official position, is that anybody who doesn't support the government, anybody who doesn't support what's going on right now with fucking fucked up shit we're doing around the world, it's like if you're against the system, you should be rounded up and put her in a FEMA camp.
Absolutely. I agree with them. I'm going to stand up and do shit. At least hang out with me, mechanic. Cards. That's not true. I mean, all jokes aside, it's a fucked up situation because this FEMA thing sounds like a fucking joke to people. Now, when you think about it, it's actually
pretty fucking, right?
You know? I just, we're at the age of heart attack. So I mean, the motherfuckers, they have nothing to do with anything, they didn't do anything wrong, they're young, full of life, just, you know, hopefully most of them don't anything like it. And, you know, that's what I worry about. These young kids are turning shit. And each generation gets worse. And I'm being a horse here. Like, you know, it's just can't go out anymore. Nobody gives a fuck. They get the information from things where they can't think of themselves anymore. Like, nobody like think fucking themselves. I have a conversation with somebody right away. They're like, we looked at them on Google. It's like, we can't use each other. Like, just say something.
Exactly. And the thing is, going good. Up. You know? I gotta go to the fucking, I gotta go to the officially sanctioned ministry of information. I gotta look this up.
It's like, I understand it's all shit. I know what
I don't believe it. Look it up and
let's sort of morality. Let's just. A movement of empathy movement. We're building our empathy and morality back up in this country. That's what fucked up. It's not the bull. People are dumb shit. I always had a little courage in this situation. Not you, because people fuck each other up for a cheap. Fuck each other up for a fun. Let that fuck something real. It's boring. I don't know. You know, that's what people do. They don't like shit no more. They want to, the only thing they want to hear is, well, you know, Nicki Minaj has a fucking twat. Smith cracked at a fucking well, right? That's what people know. People's lives. We're a losing nation. We want to use our military to interfere in other nations when you defend life on a daily basis. Basis stuff.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Like, not being nosy. Then empathy. Empathy is a big deal because people that don't have empathy, you know, don't shit goes on. They look at like, why would somebody do that? Because of empathy, you understand why they do that. But these do not have that. They share that same trait. They fucked up shit. And and so no, no.
The whole point to them is that fucking the regular man and woman are so fucked up. Something else that's everybody else did. Fucking something so fucked, some kind of scandal that somebody else is involved in. You know what? Let's involve them in that. Let's distract them away from the fact that we're stealing.
Well, Kelly said this about Hebron. Said that about. Said this about.
But let's distract them away from the fact that they no longer. Distract them away from the fact that they no longer.
That's what you did.
They don't. Well, that's the point. And like I said, you gotta distract them away from the point that they have they no longer have any civil liberties.
No,
there's nothing guaranteed. There's nothing. Used to be something guaranteed under the Constitution, under constitutional. Not now. You're on the security. Now you're on the. Act, Homeland Security,
and
you're on the state's government, you're on the state's code, 60, United States operation, which is, it's not even the government, it's a corporatocracy. You're under the rules of the autocracy, and that's it, that's all they want. If you were to look at it,
Hold on, everybody, we all talk about stuff, and nobody ever comes out with a solution. Canada's bullshit. Home for, hug your kid. Rip the box out of your TV. Bring your kid someone that has no television. Nothing television, nothing, any kind of podcast, nothing. Woods. Them in those and talk. See what happens. Just see what words. I know it's weird, but do it. Just do it because, like, you don't know. You think you do because your kid gets money and takes it. Each of them. But that's not it. You take your pops, take them to the take them on camp. Camping, fuck, that's a good way. But don't take advice, you know, and think like it's gonna be a great thing. And you post your face, my kid, took my kids there, did this with my kids, did this with my kids. I know his mommy, daddy, fucking self a ride. You know what I mean? Thing, man, daddy and mommy. Or a person, I don't know why they don't respect you because they don't care who you are. You're the that's all you supply to what they be or fucking fed and now you know I want to say nourish. That's kind of big mess.
Fucking GMO.
Look, if mother would have, you know, she would have never been in that crap, but she didn't know the information out. Fast food is a false stuff. I know it's cheap, but you kill it. You may not give a fuck about yourself. I mean, look, they made laws where you can't smoke a car with your kid. Fair, I agree. Okay, but laws where you can't kids fucking fuck up. So I think.
Fucking. Oh, fucking
come on. I guess it's screwed up with and I'm smoking. Kids are growing up his own because of these vaccines.
You got him a happy meal. Boy, when they got fucking.
Edville boys.
Yeah. Hey, Phil toys. Fucking calories.
And a real meat. Like, me. Come on. If you walk up and go, can you make
and
me
then
this?
Coke. You get
Coke. Oh, hold on. This is the worst. This is the worst. I have enough. You pull to the. What food? Quick. Like, really, does not get made too many. It's not worth that way. Hi, can I have a one? Super. I don't even say small anymore. Medium. That's what now. We got media. The media. What? You want media?
If you want to supersize, fuck
you. Walk up. You want to try a new had a couple set shoreline in the Newburgh. Maybe right off the bat. True. I always knew the town was burger should not. But then when it came to shoreline burger, sent me. I was like, wait. Was sent me. What the fuck is that? For 31 years. Double cheeseburger. Burger. Damn, damn. No, seriously. Like, well, fuck. We gain our empathy, our sense of moral. Back of I always said those. I don't want to get pissed off. I've seen it. People get seen as I see as protest.
That's the thing. Fucking get held up. They get pissed off about the media tells them that they need to be pissed off. Not something that.
I got a point where I see a lot of these like World War II. I see a lot of nowadays that's so you're not. It's high, they pointed in how they feel. Look, see it all the time with these guys. Are just, well, okay, and with everything I'm saying, whatever. It's about to hear. You know, head, what the hell? So, white. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it. I look at everybody. I'm like, what are you going to do? You can eat the whole stuff like you can with the same. You can lose to the left and make the horse train feel like it. You know, I'm leading that to where it is. You know, I'm not saying I'm 100% alive. It's comments. It's our brains. And what kills me, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, like, if I get right. Well, I'm telling you, the world is coming to end. My miracle war. It's a miracle war. It's an infomercial. I'm not. All right. Going to look up miracle war. Do me that favor. Miracle war. Infomercial. I want everybody to hear commercial. Give me that shit. This is. Actually, folks, just need to stop. It's cool water. So I pass a idiot to God. And this is real. This is a joke. This isn't real.
You take away great embassy.
How many don't want to smoke you out?
Not for you. Yeah. I just want to give you right now. Or is it God? Or is it God? I want you to come out as an act of out of your pocketbook and hold them up. Make the devil mad. We're bind the fishes to me as I pray for. I want you to read the lip, man. Father in heaven, out. Noise and
what's happening
is, I want you to, are serious about freedom. I want you to activate a step on your feet.
I got a drink of milk.
Throw him up here on the.
It looks like a bogus precinct.
How is this different than any fucking.
Throw him up here. I'll talk later on. Same shit later on. But come on. This is not business that you said. How is your cigarette? Up here.
How is it any different than any fucking pouch of water or fucking anything that fucking bowling strength is?
Look at these idiots. What a bunch of fucks. This is a world, folks. This is all, I swear, I'm not even kidding. This is what it is. Guy's name is Peter Popoff. I'm not even kidding.
Peter Popple.
Miracle. Look it up. It's a real thing. I can give you the number. You guys can.
Right now, it's real fucking, even in our world, I mean, India, China, Africa, all this shit, it's fucking ridiculous for some people to get access to actual water.
And it's making millions.
In California, there's a drought in California. People can't.
They say if you got cancer and you got like even almost, they're saying you
drink some water and you're all right.
Lewis, I'm out of this.
Have you said having pain or disease in your body? He doesn't want you. He wants you. That's why your papa wants to see you. Spring water free because we need the miracle spring water in Florida.
It sucks. I gotta get
every single week as I can. He's a men and women, from men and women in our and I and the letters are written. Miracles that are taking lives of men just like. They use spring water as they follow.
Wait, it gets crazy. He actually shuts down. It's bigger than the original one.
Absolutely. I'll tell you how to use it to mighty miracle in your life. I am amazed in the last few days, so many people have come to me and told me of cancer. I was healed. So many people meetings in just a few days where they were instantaneously cocaine. One of the precious letters she said, I know the picture of my son who was addicted to crack cocaine. Miraculously delivered him. That is no other person with these people just in the last few days, weeks. He wants to call right now. Send you spring water. It's free. I want to tell you how. So that you can experience God's miracle touch in your life. All right, into the powerful miracles. Here we go.
That's basically, that's out there. That shit country is now. Fucking dealing with, dude. Dealing with miracle spring water. And call now to know, to learn how to get your larger miracle spring water. I'm done. I got
after your larger donation to the church,
folks. On in next, we will be weird shit tonight. Listen. RiseTheLies.com. That is a site full of interesting shit, easy shit, intelligent shit, just all sorts. And combo radio at gmail.com. That's it. Email us. Feel proud. And we will see you again.